You're listening to SBS News.
Peterson Mariango is a seasonal worker from Tanna Island in Vanuatu. The 28-year-old has been working in the Northern Territory since 2018. Mr. Mariango says the seasonal workers program has allowed him to maintain a steady income despite work opportunities in his home country drying up due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Like back home, we do not really good money doing our work back there. I really want to come to Darwin because I want to help my family. It's a lot of money coming to Darwin, working in Australia. Back home, there's no job, really no job at this time of COVID-19. And the only revenue that I'm getting back home in the country is seasonal workers. Tourists is not longer available anymore.
Picking is a physically grueling job. Mr. Mariango is employed by Darwin Fruit Farms. He's one of 16 Pacific workers who remained on site before the seasonal workers program was shut down in March due to the health crisis.
It's a really long, hard work because there's around 19,000 mangoes trees. My difficulty is shaving the mangoes due to the sun, the heat in Darwin. I really miss my family right now because it's almost 1 year. I haven't seen them. Every 2 weeks, we're going to send them money back home to help them. I learn a lot. From mangoes to bananas to watermelons and pumpkins. Yeah, I learn a lot.
Mark Smith is the farm manager for Darwin Farms. He says without Mr. Mariango and the help of other Pacific workers who stayed on, it would be near to impossible to finish the season of picking. But the approaching mango season presents a bigger challenge.
Well, we were quite lucky because the government did allow us to extend the visas for our seasonal workers for another 12 months. So that helped us out in our day-to-day routine and our work life here. But with the mangoes, we'll be in real trouble.
For Darwin Fruit Farms, the mango season begins in October. Mr. Smith says in order to cater for the labour shortages in the industry, there will need to be approximately 2,000 workers redeployed across the territory for the upcoming season.
We probably need 2,000 to do the season, but any workers that we can get at that time will be helpful. We're trying to work with a few of the other farmers around the place. As I said, the honey golds are a later variety than the KPs, so that would be an advantage to us that when they've finished picking the KPs, we might be able to get some workers, but I don't think it's going to be enough.
Mr. Smith says it would be great to employ locals, but it never seems to work out.
Australian people don't want to work on farms. It's too hard. It's even hard getting out of bed in the morning up here in this climate, let alone lugging bananas around or walking miles to pick mangoes. So, local people aren't interested at all.
Mr. Smith says the money earned by Vanuatu workers in Australia is important for the island's economy.
These guys earn pretty good money here. They'll go back and they'll spend it over there. And a lot of them are doing it for the right reasons, to bring themselves out of poverty. You know, education's the main thing and housing and that sort of thing. There's just not a lot of work over there, especially now with Corona.
Northern Territory Farmers Association Chief Executive Officer Paul Burke agrees that a lot more workers will be needed in the coming months, and not just for the mango season.
We know we're roughly 2,000 pickers short for the mango season. Melons, grapes, cherries, berries, strawberries. The range across Australia is tremendous, and every single industry is really starting to find the pinch of getting enough staff. When coronavirus hit, we had roughly 150,000 backpackers in Australia. That figure's down below 70,000 now. We know we're 30,000 to 40,000 people short over the next 12 months, so those positions aren't going to come from Australians, we know that. So we really do need to ramp this project up.
The federal government recently reinstated the seasonal workers program to address labour shortages in the agricultural industry. Next month, 162 workers from Vanuatu will travel to the Northern Territory as part of a trial run of the program and to commence work on farms following a 2-week quarantine period at Howard Springs. The trial will cost the Farmers Association $2,500 per person to quarantine, plus around $100,000 for a charter flight to Vanuatu. Mr. Burke says that is nowhere near the cost for farmers who will have to leave fruit on the trees. In a statement to SBS, Pacific Minister Alex Hawke says the benefits will go beyond the farm gate and foster relationships between Australia and its closest neighbouring countries.
Australia's Pacific labour mobility programs are an important pillar of our support for economic development in the Pacific. They deliver tangible benefits to Pacific and Timorese workers and their communities, including an opportunity to earn an Australian income, develop new skills and send remittances home.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.